Good morning, everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord with you today, and welcome to any visitors that we may have. It's good to have you here. We will continue for the month of September with 9 inside and 11 outdoors. And then for October, we're going to plan to move both services into the sanctuary. So you can stay tuned for more information on that. I'd like to take an opportunity to thank those that are helping to make our service possible today, Jason, Scott, Bob, and Mark in the back. It's important that we have their shared gifts with us and appreciate those. Drive-through communion will continue on Wednesdays from 5 until 6, and that will happen right outside our doors. So if you would like to participate in that, they will be elements that are pre-blessed, and then we'll give those to you in the most sanitary way with gloves and masks. So there's information on that on our Facebook page. You'll probably notice that we have new carpet. What do you think? You probably noticed a lot of it is tore up in the narthex area. We're working on getting that going here this next coming week. So we appreciate any support on that endeavor as it helps to make our space more inviting for those who may be visiting us. Ignite kickoff will begin on September 30th from 6 until 7. If you're interested in that, you can talk to Emily after our service here today or give her a call at the office. Also, there's some information about Icky's items that they may need there. Our service will be up on the screen for you, but it was also emailed to you if you'd like to participate on your cell phone. Also, I'd like to note that our flowers on the altar, we have some more in the back I'll bring out, are from Sarah Olson, who we laid to rest yesterday. Sarah was a longtime member here at St. Olaf, lived away and wasn't able to make it, but she was part of our shut-in visitation team. So we give thanks for her life and remember her today with our flowers. I invite you to stand as you're able. We'll continue with confession and forgiveness. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love is everlasting, whose faithfulness endures from generation to generation. Amen. Trusting in the mercy of God, let us confess our sin. Reconciling God, we confess that we do not trust your abundance, and we deny your presence in our lives. We place our hope in ourselves and rely on our own efforts. We fail to believe that you can provide enough for all. We abuse your good creation for our own benefit. We fear difference and do not welcome others as you have welcomed us. We sin in thought, word, and deed. By your grace, forgive us. Through your love, renew us. And in your spirit, lead us, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life. Amen. Beloved of God, by the radical abundance of divine mercy, we have peace with God through Christ Jesus, obtained grace upon grace. Our sins are forgiven. Let us live now in hope, for hope does not disappoint, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our opening hymn is number 834, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. Thy clouds which are
Thine angels adore thee, all veiling their sight. O Lord, we would render, O help us to see. Tis only the splendor of light hideth thee.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you.
Continue with the prayer of the day. The Lord be with you. O Lord God, merciful judge, you are the inexhaustible fountain of forgiveness. Replace our hearts of stone with hearts that love and adore you, that we may delight in doing your will, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Sorry. Hear this first reading from Genesis 50, verses 15 through 21. Realizing that their father was dead, Joseph's brother said, "What if Joseph still bears a grudge against us and pays us back in full for all the wrong that we did to him?" So they approached Joseph, saying, "Your father gave this instruction before he died. Say to Joseph, I beg you, forgive the crime of your brothers and the wrong they did in harming you. Now, therefore, please forgive the crime of the servants of the God of your father." Joseph wept when they spoke to him. Then his brothers also wept, fell down before him, and said, "We are here as your slaves." But Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God? Even though you intended to do harm to me, God intended it for good, in order to preserve a numerous people, as he is doing today. So have no fear. I myself will provide for you and your little ones." In this way, he reassured them, speaking kindly to them. Word of God, word of life. Hear the second reading from the book of Romans, chapter 14, verses 1 through 12. Welcome those who are weak in faith, but not for the purpose of quarreling over opinions. Some believe in eating anything, while the weak eat only vegetables. Those who eat must not despise those who abstain, and those who abstain must not pass judgment on those who eat, for God has welcomed them. Who are you to pass judgment on servants of another? It is before their own Lord that they stand or fall, and they will be upheld, for the Lord is able to make them stand. Some judge one day to be better than another, while others judge all days to be alike. Let all be fully convinced in their own minds. Those who observe the day, observe it in honor of the Lord. Also those who eat, eat in honor of the Lord, since they give thanks to God, while those who abstain, abstain in honor of the Lord and give thanks to God. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and lived again, so he might be Lord over both the dead and the living. Why do you pass judgment on your brother or sister? Or you, why do you despise your brother or sister? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall give praise to God. So then, each of us will be accountable to God. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Peter came and said to Jesus, Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times? Jesus said to him, not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle account with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. And as he could not pay, the Lord ordered him to be sold together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the Lord of that slave released him and forgave the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who had owed him 100 denarii, and seizing him by the throat, said to him, pay me what you owe. Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, have patience with me, and I will pay you. But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he could pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed. And they went and reported to their Lord all that had taken place. Then the Lord summoned him and said to him, you wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had that money, your fellow slave, as I have mercy on you? And in anger, his Lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you, if you do not forgive your sister or brother from the heart. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I lost a friend over my unwillingness to forgive. Has this ever happened to you? It started innocently enough. This person was a good friend for 12 years, but somewhere over time, the friendship felt one-sided. I felt I had given more of myself than she did to me, but that is my side of it. Even in sharing all of that, that isn't even the straw that broke the camel's back. The fight started over shipping a package at the post office. We had done a group order to save some money. I had spent the previous weekend with her and her family at a celebration 6 hours away. The plan was to ship her the items when I got home from that trip. The cost was $7.20. Sent her a picture of the receipt so she had the tracking number. Now that I have you on the edge of your seat, this is where it gets really petty. She asked me, "Are you actually asking me to send you $7.20 for the shipping?" "No, I'm sending you the tracking number. I don't want the $7.20. And that's when it happened. She hadn't even heard my response. She told me I was so cheap for wanting $7.20, and then it progressed into other things, years of things. It was really bad, and when I had enough, it was my turn to start in on her. Her selfishness, rudeness. I had a list, and I sent it over email. Make sure you always think through before you send that email. Some of you are giving me looks right now. I'm sure at least a few of you have been here before. Am I right? As if all of that wasn't enough, her husband then got involved. He didn't want us to lose the friendship either. He tried to talk each of us off the proverbial ledge, but I had enough. I walked away, unforgiving. I was done. Have you ever been done with someone before? Do I feel grief for this lost friend? Absolutely. And now that I live closer to her, I miss her even more. $7.20, it's embarrassing. But I lost a friend over my unwillingness to forgive. And she lost a friend over her unwillingness to forgive. Sure, maybe I could call her today. Maybe I could say I'm sorry. Maybe it would work. Maybe I could say it in today's sermon. Maybe she will somehow hear it. I am truly sorry. The whole thing is really D-U-M-B. Jesus says, how often do we forgive? 7 times. But how many times? Not seven. 77 times. But really, Lord, when are we required to forgive? And when do we walk away for good? I would really like to know where you are today on this. Would you seek forgiveness in this situation? If so, raise your hand. Ooh, quite a few of you. How many of you would leave it alone? None of you would leave it alone. So we have a sanctuary full of forgivers. Forgivers and unforgivers. Truth is, we've all been both. We've all been on one side of that fence before. I see you, God sees you. It's hard. One of the most difficult parts of our human story is forgiveness. So that's our theme this morning, and it may be like ripping off a Band-Aid to discover it's not just a scratch, but it's years of deep wounds. Jesus told us to pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." But Jesus, unforgiveness hurts us, he says. And it hurts the body of Christ. Scripture tells us that God can make anything new, including our relationships, but we doubt like Thomas. I am sorry, and our response is to be, I forgive you. Say it with me. I am sorry, and the response is, I forgive you. It seems so easy when I typed it out and say it to myself, doesn't it? When we say to the Lord, "Lord, I am sorry," Jesus says, "I forgive you." Do we have anyone who likes to cook or bake with us here today? Okay, a few of you. Now, if you have a favorite recipe for your favorite home-cooked meal or dessert, is there a recipe for happiness, unlimited joy, speaking the truth in love? But what about forgiveness? Jesus is so clear on forgiveness. Forgiveness in theory sounds like a cinch, but how easy is it? If we were to make a recipe, what would it look like? What would some of the ingredients be? How long would we have to let it simmer? Maybe 3 years? What words would we mix and mingle into the stew to make forgiveness genuine and real? What would you include? I think that we would start with the ingredients of mercy, surrender, compassion, empathy, and then freedom. The instructions would go something like this. First, prepare enough mercy, not just for your friends and family, but also for yourself. If you cannot forgive yourself, you cannot forgive others. It is not forgiving others that we hold on to petty grievances against others. Next, this is a part that's a stickler for a lot of us. Remove your hard shell and surrender. Forget and forgive the past. Forget any notion that forgiveness is a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of strength. Forget your desire of revenge because it's bitter and unfilling. Unfulfilling is spoiled milk. Then pour on lots of what? Can you read it? Compassion. The more you desire to find something to like in everyone, the more likely you are able to forgive minor indiscretions and then stir in enough empathy so that you can see things from other people's perspective, because just because you like your chili spicy does not mean spicy chili is for everyone. Sometimes you need to turn down the heat in order to listen to the needs of others and begin to forgive. And the last instruction is this. Once you've removed your bitter rind, you will find that when you forgive, you have this. What does it say? Freedom. Forgive others not only for their sake, but yours. This recipe helps to make the world a whole lot better and a lot less hate. Jesus gave a few instructions when Peter approached him to ask another one of his timeless questions. Jesus, how many times must I forgive another who sins against me? How many is seven times? As many as seven? Peter's seeking an answer we all want to know. Yeah, Jesus, how many times do I have to forgive this brother or sister who has wronged me over and over? Surely more than seven times, right? Jesus doesn't give the answer Peter expects or we expect. What does he say? Do we forgive sometimes? Often? All the time? Jesus says you forgive not only seven times, but seven times 70. And if you do the math, that's 490 times. In other words, you should do it every time. We are called to forgive every time. Forgive and forget, is that easier said than done? Studies show that forgiveness is not only good theology, but good medicine as well. According to the latest medical and psychological research, forgiving is good for our souls and actually our bodies. People who forgive benefit for better immune functioning, lower blood pressure, have better mental health than people that do not forgive. We feel better physically, have lower amounts of anger and fewer symptoms of anxiety and depression, and maintain more satisfying and long-lasting relationships. So how are you feeling about forgiveness? Not to bring up old wounds or anything, but $7.20 is not much in the grand scheme of things when it comes to dollars and cents, but how much did that really cost? What's the secret? Jesus says, begin. Did you catch that? Begin with God's help. Whatever you did yesterday, God forgives us. We know that when we're here. Whenever mistakes you made yesterday or make tomorrow, the good Lord wants to forgive you. Ask and you shall what? Receive. The only way we are ever able to forgive is to know deep down in the center of who we are is that Christ has first forgiven each of us, each and every one of us, every time we ask, have you received and felt that gift? So today, we are not perfect. We acknowledge that. And I know we're not all good forgivers. So I want you now, and if you don't have to participate in this exercise, God bless you. I'm so proud of your forgiving nature. Think of someone who has wronged you or someone you have wronged. Have a picture of them in your mind. Nod your head up and down to indicate, yes, you have an idea of who that person is. This isn't an exercise to make you feel bad or sad, but just to remind us of our interconnectedness. So we are going to pray for this person, and I'm going to pray for the one that was my $7.20 person. Some of you may be thinking, but I don't want to. I know we don't. God understands. But the cost of unforgiving is a cost that is too heavy to bear, and it's the cost that Christ already bared for us on the cross. And God doesn't want to leave us in it. We know that prayer doesn't save us, only Christ can. But prayers for forgiveness and mercy can be a means with which we are reaching out to the Lord in a true and saving faith. So let us pray. Lord, I thank you for the power of forgiveness, and I choose to forgive those who have hurt me. We know the cost of holding on to that bitter pill of unforgiveness. Help me to set this person free, the one I'm thinking of right now. Help me to release them to you. Help me to bless those who have hurt me and those whom I have hurt. Help me to walk in your ways of kindness and compassion, forgiving others just as you have forgiven us first. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Might you stand as you're able?
Hymn 359, Where Charity and Love Prevail. Let us forgive each other.
other well in Christian gentleness.
Let us confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Drawn together in compassion of God, we pray for the church, the world, and all those in need. Lord, you welcome us when we are weak in faith. Uphold your church throughout the world. Make it a place of welcome. Strengthen faith through the Bible studies and Sunday school classes, confirmation, and youth ministries. Nurture new ministries of education and growth. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The heights of the heavens show us the vastness of your steadfast love. Have compassion on your creation. Where human selfishness has brought ruin and destruction, we look to you to heal, renew, and redeem your world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Make your ways known to the nations. Speak kindness to our bitter grudges. Settle our hearts when we want to settle accounts with violence. Bless our leaders with patience and wisdom. Lord, in your mercy, bring healing and justice wherever harm is dealt. Provide vindication for all who are oppressed. Free victims of human trafficking, forced labor. Deliver all who are bound by debt and feel all who hunger. We especially pray for this day those who are ill or in need of your special care and love. And today we remember Judy Lang, Gary Widenfield, Curtis Stover and family, Tim Brainerd, Rosemary Stickrod, Teresa Copps, Chad Cooker, Eric Bigness, Lindy Krug, Dana Van Broglin. Prayers for all people, pets, places, those who are experiencing wildfires in Washington, California, and Oregon, the family and friends of three-year-old Finley. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, teach us to forgive. Remind us that you do not always accuse us, still our tongues when we are tempted to pass judgment and argue over opinions. Make this congregation a community of mercy for one another and for all of our neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. Whether we live or whether we die, we are yours. We thank you for those who have showed us faithfulness, for the knees that taught us how to bow to you, and the tongues that taught us to praise you. Lord, in your mercy. All these things and whatever else you see that we need, we entrust to your mercy through Christ our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace. You may be seated. At this time, we will receive our offering for the mission and ministry here at St. Olaf and the greater world. I invite you to, as you leave today, to hand out your offering in that way. But also for those of us who are joining online, we'll have the PayPal link below, or you can mail your offering to the church. Thank you. invite you to stand as you're able. Let us pray. God of goodness and growth, all creation is yours, and your faithfulness is as firm as the heavens. Water and word, wine and bread, these are signs of your abundant grace. Nourish us through these gifts that we might proclaim your steadfast love in our communities and in our world. Through Jesus Christ, our strength and our song. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive this blessing. Neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. God the Creator, Jesus the Christ, and the Holy Spirit the Comforter bless you and keep you in eternal love. Amen.
Our closing hymn number 547, Sent Forth by God's Blessing.
Sent forth by God's blessing, our true faith confessing, the people of God from this dwelling take leave. The supper is ended, oh now be extended, the fruits of this service in all who
is with you. Thanks be to God.